Engineers in Florida have secured a leaking wastewater reservoir that had threatened to send a wall of water cascading through a neighborhood south of Tampa. For days, crews had been draining that water. It had been left over from decades of fertilizer production. Now, nearby residents are returning to their evacuated homes, but the problem isn't over yet. Zach Sampson is a reporter for the Tampa Bay Times. Zach, welcome.
Hey, how are you? Thanks, Peter.
Doing well, thanks. When we spoke with a scientist earlier this week there in Tampa, there was still this threat of catastrophic flooding. How have engineers been able to shore up that reservoir since then?
Yeah, well, there have been new teams that have come down, particularly from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. And one thing that they've been doing all week has been draining water from this pond pretty rapidly. And as of late Tuesday, they said that the risk of a sort of immediate catastrophic flood has dropped significantly. And so they have closed the evacuation orders and allowed people to move back to their homes.
Oh, that water they've been pumping out, it's a lot. It's like 30 million gallons of water every day to relieve the pressure on the banks of the reservoir. But now what? Because that water is rich with phosphorus. And if I understand this correctly, it's making its way into Tampa Bay, and that could have a disastrous effect on the ecosystem. How are they going to clean that up?
Yeah, good question. And I think to some extent that remains to be seen. But the water is high in nutrients. And the one that is particularly concerning to sort of the clean water advocates who have been doing work here in Tampa Bay on restoration and protection, you know, what they say essentially is that this wastewater is just like on land with nitrogen, it's going to be a fertilizer. And the potential then is that it provides fuel for harmful algal blooms. That's things like red tide, and other algae that will come in and can potentially hurt the ecosystem and potentially down the line lead to lowering oxygen levels in the water, which then create fish kills.
Yeah. What about this idea of putting the remaining water in tanker trucks and shipping it to other states? Is that going to happen?
I'm not sure if that's going to happen yet. There have already been, from what we've been told, some tanker trucks from within Florida that have taken it offsite. There was some talk from Manatee County official yesterday of a potential out-of-state contractor coming in with storage tanks to hold potentially tens, more than 100 million gallons on site, which would theoretically keep it out of the bay, at least for now.
Longer term, though, what do you think is going to happen with this reservoir? And for that matter, for reservoirs that are just like it all across the state of Florida?
Yeah, good question. I think there's a lot of attention on Piney Point right now, and public officials are going to try to harness that focus on the immediate crisis to try to get a long-term closure to the wastewater ponds and gypsum stacks here at Piney Point. What that looks like right now is Manatee County officials have moved forward as of yesterday with a plan to build potentially a deep well to inject some of the wastewater after treatment underground. And where that goes from here remains to be seen, but they're moving forward on that front, at least for this site.
It's a good news, bad news situation there in Tampa. Zach Sampson, reporter with the Tampa Bay Times. Thank you very much.
Thank you.